Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Dry Fork Carbon Capture Project receives $4.6 million in federal funding. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A carbon capture project in Campbell County received over $4 million in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Energy's Office of Clean Energy Demonstrations. The Gillette News Record reported the funding awarded to Membrane Technology and Research Carbon Capture and the Wyoming Carbon Storage Assurance Facility Enterprise aims to develop an integrated carbon capture and storage project at Basin Electric Power Cooperative's Dry Fork Station. The project will focus on capturing, compressing, and storing approximately 3 million tons of CO2 per year with the target of achieving at least a 90% carbon capture rate. MTR Carbon Capture plans to advance the project by developing engineering designs for the capture plant, CO2 pipeline, and injection wells. This funding is part of an initiative to accelerate the demonstration and deployment of carbon management technologies. It follows a previous Department of Energy award for MTR Carbon Capture, which began construction on a large-scale pilot plant in 2023 at the Wyoming Integrated Test Center to capture CO2 from flue gas produced at Dry Fork Station. Wyoming electoral process set to undergo changes soon. Wyoming voters will face changes to the electoral process ahead of the upcoming elections. The Wyoming Tribune-Eagle reported a new law requires restricted voters to select a party by May 15th, limiting their ability to change parties until after the election. Additionally, the period for absentee and early voting has been reduced from 45 to 28 days. These changes have raised concerns about restricting voter rights and potentially impacting voter turnout. The Laramie County Democrats expressed worries that the new law could hinder party engagement and tracking of voter affiliation switches. Jordan Evans, chairman of the Laramie County Democrats, said it is limiting of people's free rights to vote. To have no idea who's even going to be on the ballot prior to deciding how you want to register is taking crucial information away from voters that they need to make an informed decision. Evans speculates that this change will increase the number of permanently registered Republicans who identify with the Democratic Party. He said many people feel that they have more of a choice in the Republican primary, so they previously would switch their registration on the day of the election or shortly before voting the Republican primary and then switch back to the Democratic Party. Although the changes will be in place for the upcoming election, Evans said the Laramie County Democrats will continue to encourage open access and ease of voting for everyone at the April 13th county convention and going forward. Conservatives argue that Democrats voting in GOP primaries resulted in politicians who weren't reflective of the party's wishes. Secretary of State Chuck Gray said of the changes, "Wyoming now has one of the strongest primaries in the nation. I look forward to continuing to work with the Wyoming legislature on strengthening the integrity and security of Wyoming's elections." Absentee ballots for the primary election will be mailed starting July 23rd and for the general election on October 8th. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.